Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Get up, show. Well, you've done it again. You've showed up in time for the Simon Says podcast, and we're so happy to have you here because, you know, you got to go through steps. You have to go online and find this thing. You got to click at least one or two buttons, and you got to do some work to get to it, and we love you. We appreciate it.
It's absolutely not obvious for you, so enjoy. Now that you're here, enjoy this.
Simon Says podcast number 265 today.
Yep.
Obviously, as you can tell, I'm the only person who is suffering with allergies because of pollen time and how awful it is this year. This is the first time I've ever seen it this bad. The same thing I said last year, the year before that, and the year before that.
I will say that on the news, they did say this is the worst we've had it in a while, but it's still...
In your face!
I don't know why you're saying in my face.
Because you always... act like you try to poop my pollen party as hard as you
because
can.
Because you bring your pollen party every day. Every day is a pollen party. Yeah, exactly.
I think I might be getting a cold. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's my other favorite. Every time around this time of year, you start getting your stubborn cold.
I know. I've got
it
now.
And it has nothing to do with...
I got up in the middle of the night, as I often do, and the nose was running like a faucet. You know, I turn my head one way, it just falls out, man. You think it's pollen, huh?
It's so cool.
Think it's pollen?
Who knows? But, yeah, the only time it was at all a little bit, you know, kind of troubling for me was when I was outside all day doing yard work. And, you know, it's just up my nose.
Well,
but
clearly,
even then,
I'm not going to be doing that.
Yeah. But it's I still say that there's... there are things you can do.
I'm doing it. What do you mean there are things I can do?
I don't believe you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm doing everything I could possibly do. Everything within my power.
No.
What am I doing? Okay, so we got the sad news this morning about Val Kilmer. 65. He was 65.
Yeah, but it's like you also got to remember he was in rough shape. Like, what was it? Did he have, was it throat cancer or jaw cancer?
Throat cancer. And he had a tracheostomy, which means they took it out. So he, when he was in the Maverick movie, that was fake because he could not talk at all at the end there. And yeah, you're right. He's been struggling for a while, but he's still been creating. You know, he's been doing other kinds of art and was on stage as long as he possibly could.
It's funny because I saw a comedian, like a random comedian that I follow on Instagram, and she was posting up about how great he was and how he like would send her $100 bill randomly. What? Every once in a while. Like he'd send her money. Like he had seen her perform
and lots of send her money.
Yeah, it's like he would just randomly send her $100 bills in the mail. And
I always loved him. I thought he was great. I remember hearing when he did The Doors that he was such a method actor that he made everybody call him Jim on the set. And that maybe he was difficult to get along with. But Jim Morrison was difficult to get along with. So was that part of the method to his acting, maybe?
Well, the fact that he also did all the singing in it and that, you know, but...
yeah, he was the one who kind of started that.
Did you watch that movie, the Val movie?
No. Oh, the documentary?
Yeah.
I watched some of it. It got sad. I couldn't do it.
I really dug it. Like, especially because what I didn't realize is how much he's been filming. So like how much footage he has of his entire life.
Yeah, yeah.
He always had a video camera with him. And so there was stuff like the real cool thing was, so there was a lot of spicy drama on the set of The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of that, like fighting with the director. They replaced the director, brought a new director, then dealing with Brando.
Marlon Brando.
Oh, I mean, it was great.
That movie was very disappointing. The original with Charles Laughton in the title role was really breakthrough for its time and was a fascinating movie. This one, I felt like they made it just to hurt feelings. It made me feel
bad.
Well,
that was part of it. It was a train wreck to begin with, and they pulled the director, and it was one of those.
1984, his first movie was Top Secret.
Oh, the best.
Yeah, that was like a takeoff. It was like a
Naked Gun.
Real Genius was after that. I remember
Amazing.
That one. Top Gun then, of course.
Yeah.
Willow.
Oh, yes, Mad Mardigan.
Kill Me Again. I don't remember that.
No.
The Doors.
Yeah.
Thunderheart was great, if you hadn't seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
The Real McCoy. Then in 1993, he did Tombstone, which everybody, I'm Your Huckleberry. How many times have you heard that?
Oh, for sure. That's actually one of the biggest. It's funny because I did see your favorite Tony Hawk had shared up the thing about from, was it True Secret was the first one? What was it? Real Secret?
Top Secret.
Top Secret.
You're doing good.
Whatever. But so it was funny to see someone post that, but everything else has been for the most part from Tombstone.
Tombstone, True Romance, where he played Elvis.
Kind of.
And Batman Forever were all in 1993. That was a big year for Val Kilmer movies.
Oh.
Heat was 1995.
Oh, yeah.
It holds up. No spoilers, but he's like the only guy that got away.
That's a good one.
That is a good movie. Wings of Courage, Island of Dr. Moreau, didn't like it. The Ghost in the Darkness, Dead Girl.
That was good.
The Saint, I like that one. Prince of Egypt, At First Sight, Joe the King, Pollock, Red Planet, Salt and Sea, Hard Cash, Wonderland, The Missing, Blind Horizon, Masked and Anonymous. It just goes on. Spartan, Stateside, Alexander, George and the Dragon, Mindhunters, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Summer Love. And I'm only up to 2005, man.
But see, this is also when things started to get a little bit, like, I think he started to get more picky about what he wanted to do, and he didn't want to really be a Hollywood, you know, like action star kind of thing. So he shied away from that, was doing the weirder roles.
Oh, he was in one of the Bad Lieutenant movies. He was also in Kill the Irishman. He played a cop who was based on real people who were around that scene. I'm just kind of, oh wow, he played Wyatt Earp in Wyatt Earp's Revenge in 2012. Never heard of it.
I love when he did that whole thing. It was right. Was it right before he got the diagnosis of the cancer? It was when he was doing the Mark Twain.
Thing. Yeah.
Like the stage show.
Fascinating.
And he would do, that was another one where he would do everything in the makeup and character. And
he did that around here. He brought that around here. And I was blown away that a star that big was doing a one-man stage show in our area. I remember that. I wanted to see it. Of course, I never made it. His last movie was the Top Gun Maverick. Val himself was before that.
That was the one that's got all the footage that he shot.
And then a bunch of stuff on. He did an ABC After School special in 1985 called One Too Many that was filmed before his first movie in 1983. How about that? He also played Billy the Kid on a TV show, Billy the Kid. Isn't that neat? You didn't know.
He had a crazy career. And he was so good. Like, he was so good. But that was the thing. He just kind of, he reclused a little bit. But that's, again, like, I really recommend watching that Val himself movie because I think it gives you a much better idea, because you might have heard stories about how he is on set or that he was difficult or that. And I think it was more just his personality.
Yeah.
He'd been making movies like as a kid, like him and his
homemade movies. Yeah. At his house.
Yeah. And like forever.
And he got accepted to Juilliard as a kid, too.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously a huge talent. I loved him as Doc Holliday. It was a very slick, sexy version of Doc Holliday, which probably wasn't close at all to the original sickly little wiry dentist, but it was a great, I mean, he looked so good on screen doing that. All of them did.
Oh, the best. I mean, my favorite was just the part where, you know, the dude does the gunslinging and then he does it with the
wine cup.
Yeah, the little cup.
Yeah, the collapsible cup that came out of a leather case. I have one.
Of course you do.
So, basketball weekend is here. It's going to be amazing. Saturday, go ahead and call it. Who you think's going to win it all? Do you know who's all playing?
I know Was it Houston and Duke are still in it?
Yep.
And I don't remember. Is it Texas is still in?
Florida.
In Florida? But it's funny because someone was saying it's one of the first times where it's like ones and it's all ones and twos.
It's all ones now.
Is it all just the
it's
ones?
It's all ones. I don't think you got your teams right, but I don't know either. But obviously, the whole thing is Duke.
Oh, yeah.
Duke is going to win it. They've been scoring like NBA team lately, man.
No, they are riding the wave right now. And it's actually, you know, considering that, what's his face?
Was Flag.
Flag had gotten hurt in the ACC championship. Or in
and
the
they
ACC
kept
tourney.
On getting it.
But he's all right and still playing well. But, I, you know, I just think back when a certain somebody was picking his bracket, you called it.
I did.
You did call it. Now, how much money did you put on it?
Well, the only thing I filled out was the center box. I didn't fill out all. I didn't want to fool around with all that riffraff on the outskirts, man. I went right for the win.
My wife was still in her. She said she was still doing really well. She did win at work.
Still, like yeah. Now, still.
Yeah, she's still. I mean.
I guess it's smart to pick all number ones, but yeah, nobody does it.
But there's usually an upset. Like there's, and I think someone said like there's any upsets that have happened didn't really affect the long term of
clearly
of the brackets. But I'm just bummed. You know, I. You know, of course, VCU eliminated in the first round, so there goes my superstar bet.
But I know. The world was shocked when your pick to win it all, VCU, didn't make it
lost
further.
Lost immediately to BYU.
I mean,
no one.
You were the only person that picked that. I'm sure if we could see the national numbers, you're the only one.
Well, it was probably, you know, some other people from Richmond who picked it as well.
But, no, yeah. They know better.
No, they did.
So I wanted to share something with you. This is one of those life moments. The pair of jeans I'm wearing today are Donna Karan jeans.
Ooh, and that's a brand name, right?
Yeah, they're a little bit low-ridery. And I realized, I don't wear these much. I just found them the other day again. These are the jeans that I wore when Skip opened his pizza place and had that open house where we got free pizza and beers.
Oh, and your butt crack was
and my
out.
My butt crack was out the whole time.
But think about it. You are now in fashion. You are on a cutting edge fashion trend because remember everyone was talking about the peekaboo butt cracks.
Yeah. Nah, I'm covering mine. I cinch it up. Cinch the belt
cinch it up.
Yeah.
You put an extra high back on your underwear.
Yank it up there,
you
man.
You put the modesty cummerbund on the back.
But yeah, that was, and I was trying to think, when would that have been? I bet you that was 16, 17 years ago that I had my butt out at the pizza place.
I think what's most amazing to me is that you still have a pair of pants from 17 years ago.
All of mine are from that. Not that's not true. When I lost all that weight, I bought new stuff. But now I wear the stuff from before that.
Hey, but that's how it works.
Do you not have clothes that old? Do you throw away your clothes? Because these are perfectly good, except for the butt being out.
Yeah, I tend to have a cycle, like with jeans especially, like once they start to wear out,
well, these aren't worn out. You wouldn't know these are 17, 18 years old.
Which is, again, I guess we wear our pants. I'm really tough on my pants.
Well, you need to think about that.
Oh, really?
You need to stop playing so rough.
I got to start wearing my good Sunday jeans out to play with the other kids.
Stay out of the dirt, rolling around in the dirt at the playground.
Man.
Jumping off of things.
I do have a pair of jeans that I still wear that I was frying a turkey for Thanksgiving. And the next day, I was wearing them, and I picked up the pot, and it was all soot on the bottom, and I got soot on my pant. I thought I could get it off. It's still
a
little sooty.
You soot your pants?
I did. I soot them.
Dang, man.
Yeah, but I still wear them. They're all right. I don't wash them, so they're fine.
You need to keep an extra pair of pants in case you soot your pants. That's everybody knows that. I've actually got a pair of pants from Virginia Beach, which would have been 1996 or 7. I got a pair of gray pants from then that came from Banana Republic.
Oh, man, nothing I own is that. The oldest I have one shirt. It was from my senior year of high school.
Is it one of those senior shirts with the logos on it? Still?
Yeah, and I have another one that was also that same era. It might have been older.
Yeah.
And that one, but that one looks that the senior shirt is like pristine. My daughter would wear it like as a nightshirt.
Yeah, I still have my senior shirt too, but I have all of my concert shirts from back then, the ones that various girlfriends didn't steal, thanks, because most of them are gone, you know, no idea where they went.
I had a shirt there, so it was like real big, where I grew up is where the University of New Hampshire was,
mm-hmm.
and there was a kid whose mom taught at the middle school, and it was like the hottest thing in the regionally. It was the Co-Ed Naked line of shirts. Did you ever hear that?
I remember something naked, yeah.
So there, it was like Co-Ed Naked Lacrosse, Co-Ed Naked.
Yes, I remember that.
So it was massive. I had one of the originals. I had a shirt that I traded to a friend for his shirt, and I had that, and I think that was one of those ones that got, you know, absconded with by a girl.
I wish I still had some of that stuff, man. Remember, you're probably too young. I don't know if you wore Coca-Cola brand when the Coca-Cola rugby shirts were the big thing.
No.
Oh, that was huge, man. I had a couple of those. And I had the Guess jeans with the leather patch on the back. And I held on to those until they were literally falling to pieces. I did have to throw those away.
But I
held on to them as long as possible.
Remember when Banana Republic first kind of came out and it was like the safari kind of looking? It was so much different back then.
I don't remember.
I had a couple of those. But I've since, you know, it's, God love eBay, because I went back and found, that was one that I did go back and find, but then I didn't like the way the shirt smelled, was a shirt from one of the first Lollapaloozas, because I was trying to find the one that I had. I went to the second year, but I got it, and it smelled like somebody else's house, no matter how many times I cleaned it.
So that put you off?
I couldn't do it.
Really?
So I'm real weird with smell.
Yo, really? What's that like?
No, but I mean, like, when it comes to clothes and stuff, like, I...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't.
I was trying to figure, literally laying in bed last night, wondering if this was allergies or a cold, when I was trying to remember if Maury Povich or Jerry Springer was the one that's still alive. And then I remembered it's Maury who's still alive.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was fighting with myself on that one for a minute.
That's a neat late night.
Yeah.
You awake.
Is it Jerry? No, it's Maury. No, it's not Maury. Is it Jerry? So Maury and Connie Chung, you forget that he's married to Connie Chung.
You forget about, Connie Chung even being a thing.
Oh, I know. She disappeared completely.
Yeah.
Dave Letterman used to have a big crush on her.
Did he?
Yeah.
I think she's in her 70s now. He's in his 80s.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're doing, they had his first episode of his podcast. So thank God that Maury's doing a podcast now and had her on as the guest.
Just in time.
Yeah. He's really cutting an edge. But for somehow, in the scope of the conversation they were having, it was revealed that he feels sexiest on Sundays.
Gross.
And they basically alluded to the fact that Sunday is their sexy day. And that is something that we definitely didn't need to know.
No, you don't need to know that.
Like, it's like...
Do you think that that's unusual. I don't know, but for all of time, I've just assumed that old people don't do that anymore. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, I feel like there's a certain point where you're like,
But then you hear about the dang old folks' homes where their, you know, STDs are on the rise because if there's a dude in there that can perform, he is popular. He is exhausted and popular at the old folks' home. He's getting everybody's pudding. They don't even take it to their table.
Is that what the kids are saying these days?
They get the pudding off the line and take it right to him. They don't even sit down with the pudding.
Man, that is so gross. I mean,
but you're going to be old. If everything goes right, you're going to be an old man.
I guess. I mean, yeah. But I'd also don't like to think about the idea of, like, I'm just picturing me all old and saggy and just being like, ugh.
Gross. Now I'm picturing that.
Is it Sunday? But I still, all right. I guess if you're still able and it's still a thing and you're still happily married and, you know, hey, and they're down, then all right, party time. And that is funny, though, that thing about how there's like the massive outbreaks of STDs and retirement
old folks' homes, man.
They're just
don't want to think about that.
Well, there's no consequences.
Like my grandma had a much, much, much younger boyfriend. And it was like one of those things where we would in hushed tones say, do you think they do? Do you think they did? And I think that we came up with the answer is, yeah, they probably did.
That, I guess, which, okay, so what's worse in your mind? Is it two like-aged individuals, like Maury and Connie?
Don't get the wrong idea. He wasn't young. He was just younger than her. She was 90-something when she died.
Okay, but I'm still, so like, picture that, still old-ish and old.
Yeah.
Or... you know, the idea of Mick and Keith and, you know, or, you know, De Niro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Having kids with 20-somethings or like Belichick with his 24-year-old girlfriend.
I don't understand. I'll never understand that.
That was the whole thing of White Lotus. You know, like, so there was a favorite, you know, like there's a part in the last episode. It's not a spoiler. It's a real quick thing, but it's all these old, white, bald men with these young, you know, girls. That. And so at one point, you know, what's her face?
Parker Posey
says to the girl, like, are you okay? And the girl's like, I love him. And she's like, do you need to get out of here? Do you need help?
Yeah.
But it's like, ew.
But it was money.
Well, I think it always is.
But do you think it's 100% money, or do you think that 24-year-old actually enjoys her time with Bill Belichick? Do you think that did she find a way to fall in love with him because he had the money, and now she fights through it? You know,
I just picture, you know, famously the Anna Nicole Smith thing where when she hooked up with that billionaire who was like basically dead.
Yeah.
Like he was already wheeling him around when she
now,
I think that didn't they meet at the strip club or something?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure nothing went on there.
I don't know.
I don't know if that was true love on either part. He probably didn't even know, you know? But like Mick Jagger, totally like charismatic. He's got that thing. He's got that special something over women that guys don't understand. We look at him and we think, oh my God, why do women love him? But they always do. And so there's that. There's that probably idol worship with these young girls that get with him. But do you think at any point it becomes like natural? It's okay. And you're no longer thinking about the age difference. Do you think that ever happens?
I don't know. I mean, it just happens so often, and I'm sure for everyone where it is just about the money.
You don't see that in real life as much. You know, you're talking about Belichick and Mick Jagger and De Niro, but I don't know anybody in my wide circle, certainly not in my inner circle, but if I think about acquaintances and stuff, I don't know a hot young woman who's with a 75, 80-year-old man. Never have. Not in real life. Have you?
Yeah, but I also don't roll with anyone who has that kind of income where they could potentially.
Well, that's. I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
In real life.
I got you. Yeah. In our day to day of average income to individuals.
Yeah, you don't see this. You see, what you do see is, oh, is this your grandpa? Yes. That's what that is. In real life, that's who those couples are.
That was one of my favorite games. Actually, that was one of the first games that ever got me a full-time job on the radio. I was out at what was it? Six Flags, the one that was near Richmond.
Kings Dominion.
Huh?
King's Dominion.
Okay, so I'm broadcasting live, and I was playing my favorite game, which was like, you know, basically like creepy couple or like family.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That kind of thing. I'm like, are they dating or is it, you know,
grandpa?
I'm like, oh, I don't, yeah.
Well, I think you know if it's regular people, if it's not that he's super wealthy, that's grandpa. If he's wealthy, that's boyfriend. Isn't that wild?
Look, I will be perfectly fine with my wife as we age gracefully together off into the sunset.
All right, make yourself the young person here, and you're single.
Yeah.
And there's a much, much older billionaire lady who's clearly interested in you. Do you fight the good fight and go into that lifestyle for the riches and the extravagance?
100%. Yeah. Yeah, I would do it. I would do it. I think there would have to be, no, I don't know. I could probably make it work.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean,
for the right amount of cash, because they're going to get tuckered out and they're not going to rock and roll lifestyle like I need, you know.
You don't know. But I couldn't do it. That breaks one of my rules.
I know, but for the right amount of, like, if it meant that I could.
Say it.
If I could get like the car, like a car. Or like get some of the cool stuff that you've always wanted. Like there's so much cool stuff out there.
So you would,
like I can't afford any fraction of mm-hmm. the stuff that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want, not that I need, but what I want.
Yeah.
And if it meant in a completely different lifestyle, if I was like if I was a Chris Hemsworth, if I was Thor, and then there was this old lady, or even now, even if some old
you
rich
don't
lady,
have to be Thor,
true,
man.
You know what? Look. Some rich lady's like, man, I really like the shape of your beard. And I was like, well, Nana, bring on the Werthers and let's party.
I don't know, man. I don't think I could do it because of my rules, but also because of the moral piece of that. Like if I know I'm only there to get a fancy car and a lake house or whatever, and she thinks it's the real deal, I don't think I could do that. Not for long term, anyway.
I think that they know.
Would it be bad if I wipe my nose on that Chick-fil-A cow because I'm about to drip?
I think that would be a weird choice because you'll probably end up giving it to somebody.
Nothing here, man. All right. Yeah, we'll get back to that.
Okay. No, I think also a lot of the people involved, they know what's up. I think that I wouldn't be taking advantage of anyone or leading anybody on. I think
you
they would
think
know.
So?
I think so. I think people are fairly.
Does Belichick think this little girl is really, really into me, or does he think she's here for the money and screw it, I got the money, let's have fun? You know?
I think it's the latter.
You think?
I think he knows what's up and he's like, I'm going to ride this train as long as it'll let me stay on the tracks.
Easter Bunny is at Friendly Center right now.
What's up, girl?
Easter Bunny is going to be there a lot, and it's free to visit the Easter Bunny, but you got to pay if you want to walk away with pictures and stuff.
Does the Easter Bunny have a handler? Like who accompanies? Like Santa has the elves. That help Santa out.
Uh-huh.
Who helps out the Easter Bunny?
It's little eggs with legs coming out, and they just bump into stuff all the time.
You
just
need a little
around.
Chicken, but then so then is that who chases you down if you try to get an unsolicited pic with the Easter Bunny? Like,
well, they can't see. They can't see through the egg. So they're just bumping around. And then they got a duck, but he's not even looking, you know. He's preening. But anyhow.
You distract him with bread. I just ran to Teeter and got some loose bread. Lead him away.
How was your kid with the Easter Bunny?
Fine. We didn't really make a big deal of it, so I don't think it was ever like, it wasn't like an annual thing. We didn't
have
to do it.
Well, you know, Easter's every year.
What?
Basically.
Huh? No, we weren't really big on that one.
My daughter was big on candy, but she was a little bitty thing, and she asked me, I could tell something was up, because she wasn't herself, and she was worried, you know? I don't know where she gets it, but she was worried, and then she asked me, can you please write a note to the Easter Bunny and ask him to please not come in my room, because she was terrified of the Easter Bunny.
I get it. I mean, I think it's the same phenomenon as when a kid goes to Disney and sees their cartoon characters in real life, or anytime you see any that larger than life.
But isn't that thrilling? I thought that was the best thing ever to see Goofy.
I think it can go either way. I think it depends on the kid. But I think it's that thing is like when you see, you expect the Easter Bunny to be small and petite. And it depends also, you know, the Easter Bunny has helpers.
Yeah.
And sometimes the helpers are really amazing Easter Bunny helpers. Sure. And then there's some that look like they have been on a bender.
Oh, you mean like the one we had out at the barbecue festival? He wasn't that bad.
I see your ankles.
He wasn't bad, but we've talked about this before, how we nearly killed several interns out there in the heat.
Yeah, hot summer day. Ooh. With the Easter Bunny suit. But, you know, I'm trying to think if she ever had the real hardcore freak out over something like, you know, seeing Santa or seeing the Easter Bunny or whatever else.
Loved Santa. Mine love. We still love Santa. What are you talking about?
Santa's the best. But I'm saying like the Easter Bunny too is like a giant animal.
Yeah.
Like I'd be worried he's going to eat me.
Yeah, he could. He could. Because, you know, their teeth keep growing if they don't work them down, and they do that on your head. That's what I heard. That's what the Easter Bunny does.
He's got to hone his teeth down. Otherwise, yeah.
They keep growing. So I heard some amazing news today. Blew my mind. Wasn't expecting to hear it. Once upon a time in Hollywood is getting a sequel with Brad Pitt as Cliff Booth. They're dropping all of their projects right now so they can start filming this thing in either late June or early July and get it out as fast as possible. Another director is handling it. Fincher?
Yeah.
And so that means this isn't Tarantino's 10th and final film. He just wrote it. So he'll do another one after this, but they said that his final film, The Movie Critic, the script was so good. Brad Pitt loved it so much that he was like, let me do something with this. Let me take it to somebody. Would you consider letting anybody else direct it? And then he brought that guy in because they've worked together on stuff like Seven.
Yeah, Fincher is the best. He is one of my all-time favorite directors. But
can you imagine how good that's going to be?
I mean, that's cool. I, you know, it'll just be, do you think it's going to be more of like a prequel kind of like leading up like his career? You know what I mean? Like, because I think that would be really cool because they were alluded to a lot of the projects he'd worked on and stuff like that. Or because he was so tied to Leo's character, is that too hard to pull off?
I think it would be too hard to pull off. However, it depends on how much time they spend on that stuff because they've said that Leo might make a cameo. He won't have a big role in it. He's getting ready to start working on an Evel Knievel movie.
Oh,
which is going to be bad.
That'll be rad.
I love Evel Knievel stuff. But yeah, so he might be in it. Margot Robbie's people have already reached out and said, hey, we're all in if you need us for anything. So who knows what's going to end up happening? It could be part prequel and part, you know,
Given how it ended, I think it would be interesting to see how they moved on. I also think it's crazy that chick, was it Mickey? Is that yeah. Whatever? So, you know, famously had a pretty rough ending of her life in that movie.
She's the one that he flamethrowered in the pool.
Yes, she and got hit in the face with dog food can.
Yeah, dog food can.
But she's the one who won the Oscar for Best Actress.
I know. And I have no idea what that movie was. None of the movies that were at the Oscars this year, I hadn't seen or heard of any of them hardly.
Did we talk about it? We just talked about it off mic, about how I watched, I finally watched the Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think he's a giant, just jerk. Like,
that's funny.
Like, my only takeaway was, like, God, his music was great, but he's a real a-hole.
See, I don't feel any need to see that movie. Bob Dylan even said himself, I haven't seen it. If you go see it, after that, read the book, because the book is good. That's what he said about the movie.
I also, one of the biggest things that really peeved me that I hated was that, so I can't even remember what happened. There's some interaction that happened in the movie. So I Google it because I love to see like, oh, if this really happened, that's so cool. Never happened.
Yeah.
They had made it up for the movie. And I'm like, man.
Well, they always do that. That's like,
I get like no one can know every conversation a person has, but when you have a historical interaction, that was the thing. It was like Dylan meeting, you know, somebody and then having this moment, I'm like, oh, that's really cool. But it never happened.
There was stuff like that in the Elvis movie, like him being all palling around with B.B. King. That they were acquaintances, but they didn't hang around like that. And the other thing was when Elvis was on stage and fired the Colonel during a Vegas show.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
never
yeah.
Never happened. Nothing like that ever happened.
See, that was my favorite. You were my best resource on that one because I watched and I remember asking you, I'm like, hey, now about that. And you're like, no, that was.
What he did do what that was based on was one of the guys who worked at the hotel there. I think his wife had been real sick, maybe had cancer, and Elvis sent them something, and the guy was thanking him in some way, and Conrad Hilton wanted to fire the guy because you're not supposed to mix with the talent. And so he called out Conrad Hilton from the stage. I think he called him a sumbitch, but he didn't fire the colonel like that, and that never happened.
Yeah, I you know, I get liberties in movies and stuff, but I also appreciate if I'm watching something, and I guess that's the difference between watching like a movie versus a documentary. Like, I was watching the documentary on Sly and the Family Stone, and that was one based, you know, obviously it's more of a actual footage and this and that. And so you can look stuff up and go, oh, yeah, this happened then, this happened then.
How about this? That Beatles movie that we've been waiting on is now going to be four Beatles movies. Four whole films from the point of view of each Beatle. They're all going to be released at the same time. And the director is saying he wants it to be like a movie binging thing at theaters. It's never been done. I don't think it'll ever be done.
It was kind of done by Tarantino when he did the Grindhouse movies.
Yeah, that was a double feature. But this is four full movies, man. You got a George, you got a Ringo, you got a John, you got a Paul, all of them, and it's all from their point of view. So the same actors will be in all four movies, just doing different stuff.
Doesn't this seem like a lot?
It seems like a lot, but you know, the Beatles are a lot. Everybody keeps going back to the Beatles, you know.
Yeah, I mean, why not? No, 100%. And the actor, like, I don't recognize the name. Like, I have to see them, and I go, oh, that guy, that guy, that guy.
Yeah,
but.
None of them look like him at all.
I don't know. Like, the Barry Keoghan or Keoghan or whatever, the short little guy who was dating Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
He plays Ringo, and I guess he kind of looks like him.
Ringo's got something. He's got pizzazz. This guy doesn't have any pizzazz. And the guy who's Paul, the first thing I look at is the eyes. Because Paul's got those dreamy puppy dog eyes, and they're accentuated by his high arcing eyebrows. The guy who's playing Paul has neither. Come on, man.
Maybe he'll get prosthetic eyebrows.
I hope so. I hope they do something like that.
Well, who's going to, what about the fifth one? Bubsy Wubsy. When are they going to do this? Bubsy Wubsy. Yeah, going to come and watch that movie.
Ooh, I wonder how much Pete Best will be in there.
Oh, poor Pete Best. Because
I think that's who Bubsy Wubsy is based on. Nobody knows Bubsy Wubsy.
There's an animated short before one of the movies.
Bubsy Wubsy's our made-up Beatle. Loosely based on Pete Best.
Yeah, poor fifth Beatle, Pete Best, too.
They also called Billy Preston the fifth Beatle.
Well, yeah, but he has a deserved role in that. I mean...
Keyboards.
Yeah, he was ridiculous. That was one of my favorite parts of that, the Beatles thing on Apple TV, because it's like Billy Preston's like, hey, man, I'm just here to hang out.
He's
they're
the
like,
coolest.
Hey... Why don't you come and play one of the coolest parts on the record and like just make this whole record just sound awesome?
So cool, man.
Yeah.
So, hey, did we tell you that was number 265? Because yes. We thought about it before we got to it. Yeah. Thank you for hanging out with us on the Simon Says Podcast number 265. We'll see if there's a 266. It's going to be a long week. I might not even. Hey, you look at the shape I'm in right now.
You're doing great.
Okay.
You're hanging in there.
If you'd ever love to be part of the podcast, we too would love that. 336-373-0987 is a number. Go to the app. Clicky pushy button talky thing is in there. You can talk to that.
What's up, Sharon?
Hey, Sharon. And listen to us on the app anywhere, anytime. It's good stuff going on. It's springtime and Simon's 20th birthday. 20 years of Simon Radio.
Which is crazy.
Got anything? Final thing?
Yeah, I suit my pants. Oh, I said it wrong.
He wrote it down and read suit. All right, next time. Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.